40 Wall Street was originally known as the Bank of Manhattan Trust Building and was completed in 1930. This skyscraper was designed by H. Craig Severance, and it was in competition to become the tallest building in the world. They specifically designed the building to be slightly taller than the planned Chrysler Building uptown on Lexington Avenue. When 40 Wall Street was completed, it stood 283 meters tall and claimed the title of tallest building in the world in May of 1930. Their victory was short-lived, however. Shortly after, the team uptown at the Chrysler Building revealed their secret weapon, the shining steel spire. When the spire was hoisted into place from where it had been secretly assembled in the crown, the building was 319 meters. On May 28, 1930, the Chrysler Building officially became the world's tallest. Architects who had consulted on the 40 Wall Street project immediately protested that the spire was strictly ornamental and that, because 40 Wall Street actually had the highest usable floor, it should still be considered the tallest. 11 months later, the Empire State Building was finished, and at 380 meters, it shut down any further arguments over the title of tallest building in the world. In 1955, Bank of Manhattan merged with Chase National Bank to become Chase Manhattan Bank. 40 Wall Street today is an office building. It has been owned by Donald Trump since 1995, when he purchased it for the bargain price of $8 million. The building today is worth roughly $500 million. Continue down Wall Street until you come to Federal Hall, with the statue of George Washington out front. Stop and press play.